Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. It is the 23rd day of November, and I got a lot of news for you. I've got a ton of news. Kelly here just spilled a coffee. Of course, something dramatic always has to happen, but Kelly O'Connell Radio. And this channel going on and occasionally off since 2011. I can't believe it, but started with my old buddy Roger from Florida. But anyway, good morning to you, man. Do I have some news, some really shocking, but in a sense, comforting news. What's the news? Well, Sidney Powell has been fired, and this puts the pieces together. I've been writing articles about this, and my last article was on, let's get the name here, at Canada Free Press. Appalling. Videos prove hacking e-vote machines easy, knowable, and training by YouTube, and so meant to communicate what was going on. The article, on Canada Free Press, picking up a lot of views and shares. And along with my other articles that I had recently written. So what's going on? Well, now I have a complete story to tell you, and it's have to give credit where credit is due. I've been trying to figure out what is going on in the president's defense of. The defense of his election. Now, I will say something that you probably already know, is that there goes that coffee. Okay, you already know this, but I'm going to tell you it anyway. Trump is at once the greatest man that you've ever met. He's also a romantic. He's naive. He lacks experience. Sometimes he gets caught up in his feelings, as they say in rap. Getting caught up in your feelings. Trump has a little bit of a problem, probably with narcissism. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. But he is a really interesting and extremely has a powerful mind. He is good at guessing things, as you know, he's good at reading people. Now, in some ways, I think he's probably bad at people, at reading people, because if you gave a full-fledged analysis, he would be a person that a lot of people dislike. Now, I've been thinking about this. He seems rude. He seems rude at times, and I have no doubt that he is rude according to the normal, you know, the normal way that we would encounter or discuss rudeness. But I think that there's something else going on that I've been meaning to share with somebody, and I guess I'll share it on the air, is that, you know, Trump is there to do a job. And I think there's a lot of people who get offended when he uses them instrumentally. He pulls somebody in. He likes what they're doing, or he doesn't like what they're doing, but I don't think he's really big on playing these games or Or maybe he's not as tactful as he could be, but he's there to do a job. He's got a limited amount of time. Donald Trump is the most amazing person if you want to see someone multitask. I think he's a nice guy. I think he's a good person. Why does he have so many people stab him in the back? And I'm going to get back to Sidney Powell, but I want you guys to think about this. By the way, thanks for tuning in. But Trump is not a Barack Obama, who I think was a true narcissist and a sociopath. I think that, for Obama, it was all about being in the office. The incredible idea that he was going to get elected, the first black man. And I think that Obama wasn't prepared by life. He had achieved very little, even though he was in the U.S. Senate. And so Obama got caught up by the kiss my ring kind of a thing. And you're attacking me and you're a racist and we won and you didn't kind of a thing. That's, when people came to Obama and wanted to negotiate outcomes, he said, don't worry about what you want. I won. And an extremely childish, but ineffective. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's childish, if it works, right? But it doesn't work that way. And because of that, Obama left a very small positive legacy. Now for Trump, he is going to leave. Let's just say he loses the election. Trump is leaving an extraordinarily positive legacy in terms of his achievements. He's pissed a lot of people off. The people who support him love him. But Donald Trump was prepared for this job by life. And he's become jaded, jaundiced, worldly, but he still lacks total knowledge for the job, because nobody has total knowledge. Everybody has partial knowledge and partial preparation for a job. And you've got to be a Tom Brady, if you will, and keep learning every day type of a thing. And by the way, there was a game last night between the Raiders and the Chiefs, and it was like a heavyweight brawl. And you've never seen a better quarterback than Mahomes, even though this guy, what's his name, Derek Carr, is extremely talented and has improved a lot under John Gruden. But anyway, most people don't like sports these days. But so what happened with Sidney Powell? Okay, let me reset here. Sidney Powell was fired. Now, Sidney Powell is this lady that came in and picked up this case with General Flynn and showed repeatedly that he was mistreated and lied about and was not guilty of what he was convicted of. In other words, the federal system's got to be revamped. I mean, it's crazy that people can go into federal court and then get screwed over so easily. Although what you will find is that the people who, if you ever go into, and I'm an attorney and I practice in federal court at times, you'll find a lot of the people that you meet in federal court are really nice, very, very capable, extremely smart, very, very nice people. I mean, they get the cream of the crop in there. But in this particular instance, in this particular case, the federal court was let down by these people and, the people that were going after Trump. And so why were they going after Trump? Well, I'm sure that you know that they were going after Trump because he's a person who was going to cancel everything that Obama did. And he'll break a lot of eggs to make his omelets. He'll tip over the apple cart. He'll throw out a bunch of junk. Donald Trump is the highest quality person that has been in office since Reagan. But and he's got great instincts, and he's totally fearless, and you don't see that anymore. All you see is a bunch of cowards around there, so he really sticks out. So there's a lot of backstabbing today because that's what the society is. That's what the society prefers or teaches its people. But anyway, let me get to Sidney Powell. And I wanted to bring on a clip, but the clip was too long and it's just as well. But it's a guy who's got a show named Viva Fry. And he's a litigator. He's in federal court. He's a very smart guy. Very, very smart guy. And he has a great show. And he brought somebody on to a guy by the name of Robert Barnes, who is just a great person to have on a show, because what he has is what is needed to analyze this. Robert Barnes is a friend of this guy, Viva Fry. And Viva Fry is also an attorney. So they're both federal attorneys. But Robert Barnes has the knowledge that is needed in this particular case, which is election law. But he also did a great reading on Sidney Powell. Now, Sidney Powell is this wonderful person who was a federal prosecutor, but she did appeals. So she didn't do a lot of courtroom stuff. And so Robert Barnes explains, you know, what he thought happened. And I think it is so spot on that I had to get into it immediately. And by the way, let's see here. If you're listening, then I've got a number for you, 516-387-1963. Call in if you want. But what happened was that I think that Sidney Powell got in way out of her depth. She got in way over her head, in other words. She got in, and it was so the heat, the light, the moment in history, the power of the opportunity to represent the president in the greatest election in history, if you want to look at it that way. And if it's not the greatest election in history, it is, in terms of the United States, it is certainly up there in the top couple. And so where are we at? I think that even on the stories that I've written, I have to rethink everything. I was certain that the election was thrown. It was a hoax. It was this group of people in Smartmatic, in Dominion voting systems, in Sequoia, or all these other companies that have this very incestuous history coming out of Venezuela. And I was certain that this corrupt element coming out of the Democratic Party, not to be redundant, but comes out and it throws this election. And I think that that's true, but I don't think it's the way that Sidney Powell was talking exactly. But here's what I think happened is she got played. And this is this Robert Barnes guy is saying is that she got hoaxed, or whatever you want to call it. She was caught up in the, and I don't know if you've ever seen a movie, but I'll name a few names. The Sting with Robert Redford is one, and House of Games is another one. Is you get caught up in a situation, you read it, you start to react to it, and you are, you know, it's exciting, it's overwhelming, And you're trying to get the best out of the situation. And what happens is that at the end, you've been totally scammed. And so Sidney Powell was, I get people texting in this, so I'm hoping that they're listening, but, you've got a situation where you got to think of it this way. The moment is superb. It's supreme. It's unparalleled. The opportunity, the clock is ticking. If you react the right way, you can get the greatest outcome in history. If you don't react the right way, everything collapses. It is a house of cards. And Sidney Powell bought into this idea. She was, I don't know if you want to call it brainwashed, but she was propagandized by these people who were on the left who were trying to get her to take her eye off the ball. And really, they're trying to get Trump to take his eye off the ball. And so the net effect of that was that the whole issue on all of these all of these fights, excuse me, that she has, Sidney Powell inserted herself into this fight for re-election. And she's trying to run everything, and she's not a election attorney. And so she doesn't know really what to do. And so they say that because of her, a lot of these white glove firms, these top-notch firms, dropped out. And so Trump is then left, as he usually is, with a lack of top talent because he's got people that are not ideologically inclined or aligned towards him. Number one. Number two, there's people in his own party that have hated him from day one, the Never Trumpers. Then he's got other people who look at the situation and say, I don't want to touch that. So there's a lack of, courage or a lack of sacrifice. And maybe, you know, maybe, this guy, Chris Christie, who I have a very low opinion of, but he gets up and he's attacking Trump and saying to Trump, it's time to drop out. It's time to leave. And this election group that you've put together is it's garbage. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. And so he's got people that should be his friends. And I mean, obviously Chris Christie is a person who's around Trump because he wanted access to power. So now there's a fight between Powell. There's a fight between Powell. And this is where it comes to a head. Tucker, as you know, Tucker Carlson is a brilliant guy, and he is a leading light for the conservatives. He's a libertarian. He's got this show. He tries to get Sidney Powell on. He goes to try to get Powell because he goes to get Sidney Powell on to try to talk about what that thing is. So here's the thing, and I'm sorry, I'm just kind of still putting these ideas together, but and also fighting with this stupid program on the computer. But the here is the problem. The problem is that Sidney Powell has stated she's got all of this evidence. It's a tsunami of evidence. And so what has happened is people have trolled Sidney Powell and have told her about all this incredible, evidence that they have of fraud. Now, as you recall, during the election, when everybody went to bed, it appeared that Trump was running the table. He was on the verge of a pretty historic win against Joe Biden. That didn't happen. So, according to Sidney Powell, they had come in, and at night they had taken in these thumb drives or whatever they had done with all these votes on them. And there were 20 or 30 different ways that this was supposed to play out. And this is some of the stuff that I researched, the way that they had done the elections down in South America and stuff. So you've got these two alternative realities. You've got what's happened in the past, how they've stole elections in South America, that type of thing. And then you've got this stuff going on in America. Now, people wanted to know why, when the polling places were shut down, why was there this massive tsunami of votes that came in? And what's the answer to that? I mean, you know, why not come up with an answer? And so the answer to that is we don't know. We don't have a lot of time. And so this guy, that Robert Barnes that was brought into Viva Frey onto his show. And this show, Viva Frey, is absolutely fantastic. And you just find him on YouTube. But so what happened was that a lot of different things happened. And I found a clip from one of them. And maybe, I don't think that I think I was wrestling with this podcast and tried to get a clip on our show and was not able to because it was too big of a file. So another guy that I was listening to said that he was doing research along a kind of statistical manner of trying to figure out what happened in the election. And one of the things that he noticed, he says he wasn't looking for it, but that he noticed it was that it was in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, they usually have about 1,000 more or less of requests for incarcerated ballots. In other words, people that are locked up, can't get out to vote in time, request a ballot. It was 1,000 then, and in every election until this one. What is it now? 200,000. And they said, so why did this happen? Well, I mean, obviously it happened because they're gaming the system because of the gigantic fraud they're doing. These were ballots that didn't take any identification. So you've got this highly motivated group of people who are very, I would have to say, for lack of a better word, very unethical and some of them evil. Immoral, whatever, who are trying to, throw the election, and they're doing what they can. So they're getting dead voters, and they're getting ballots that don't have signatures or the signatures are not. So this is what we need to do. We don't need Sidney Powell's, massive vote fraud, overwhelming vote fraud evidence, because it doesn't exist. Or if it does exist, they don't have it. What we need to go do is do things like challenge the vote. Not the vote, but the signatures, because that's something that every ballot is supposed to have on it. And there obviously has to be a lot of... There has to be a lot of work done on making votes more secure in America. We can't have this disaster anymore because it's in a number of states. Now, what are the chances of Trump triumphing, according to these guys, was not high, maybe 20%. There was another person, I read their article, and they said, there's no doubt that this was massive fraud, but because of the nature of voting in this country and because of the way things played out, and also because even Sidney Powell, the way she reacted, was as a diva. She had all this information. She was going to save America. And this guy, Robert Barnes said, they got her to focus on all of this spectacular evidence, and she took her eye off the prize. She took her eye off the ball, which was signatures. Now, if Trump had approached everything by signatures, then it would have been a different story. Now, he says, and I believe Trump still has a chance. I think Trump came to his senses. Here's the key. Tucker Carlson says, come on my show. And Sidney Powell says, I'm busy or whatever. Tucker's like, show me some of this evidence. And everybody was thinking she had to hold back this massive evidence because of the fact that the evidence was timely, you had to hide names. She was saying that you had to hide that you're going to, put people into security, hide their identity or get FBI or whoever to, federal marshals to guard these people. And it turns out that this evidence, as she presented it, she doesn't have it. And so Tucker gets that out in the public. Tucker takes a big hit on this, but Sidney Powell exposes herself. She doesn't have the evidence. She's in over her head. She doesn't know election law. She doesn't know trial work. She's not a person who spent a lot of time in a courtroom, in federal trials. So I think I got a little clip here. Let's play it. Tucker Powell vote proof.
By former prosecutor Sidney Powell, who has also served as General Mike Flynn's lawyer. For more than a week, Powell has been all over conservative media with the following story. This election was stolen by a collection of international leftists who manipulated vote tabulating software in order to flip millions of votes from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. The other day on television, Powell said of Trump that when the fraud is finally uncovered, quote, I think we'll find he had at least 80 million votes. In other words, rigged software stole about 7 million votes in this election. Here's some of what Powell said today about the software.
One of its most characteristic features is its ability to flip votes. It can set and run an algorithm that probably ran all over the country to take a certain percentage of votes from President Trump and flip them to President Biden, which we might never have uncovered had the votes for President Trump not been so overwhelming in so many of these states that it broke the algorithm that had been plugged into the system. And that's what caused them to have to shut down in the states they shut down in.
That was a few hours ago, but Sidney Powell has been saying similar things for days. On Sunday night, we texted her after watching one of her segments. What Powell was describing would amount to the single greatest crime in American history. Millions of votes stolen in a day. Democracy destroyed. The end of our centuries-old system of self-government. Not a small thing. Now, to be perfectly clear, we did not dismiss any of it. We don't dismiss anything anymore, particularly when it's related to technology. We've talked to too many Silicon Valley whistleblowers. We've seen too much. After 4 years, this may be the single most open-minded show on television. We literally do UFO segments, not because we're crazy or even been interested in the subject, but because there is evidence that UFOs are real and everyone lies about it. There's evidence that a lot of things that responsible people used to dismiss out of hand as ridiculous are in fact real. And we don't care who mocks it. The louder the Yale Political Science Department and the staff of the Atlantic magazine scream, conspiracy theory, the more interested we tend to be. That's usually a sign you're over the target. A lot of people with impressive-sounding credentials in this country are frauds. They have no idea what they're doing. They're children posing as authorities, and when they're caught, they lie, and then they blame you for it. We see that every day. It's the central theme of this show, and will continue to be. So that's a long way of saying we took Sidney Powell seriously. We had no intention of fighting with her. We've always respected her work. We simply wanted to see the details. How could you not want to see them? So we invited Sidney Powell on the show. We would have given her the whole hour. We would have given her the entire week, actually, and listened quietly the whole time at rapt attention. That's a big story. But she never sent us any evidence, despite a lot of requests, polite requests, not a page. When we kept pressing, she got angry and told us to stop contacting her. When we checked with others around the Trump campaign, people in positions of authority, they told us Powell has never given them any evidence either, nor did she provide any today at the press conference. Powell did say that electronic voting is dangerous, and she's right. We're with her there. But she never demonstrated that a single actual vote was moved illegitimately by software from one candidate to another. Not one. So why are we telling you this? We're telling you this because it's true. And in the end, that's all that matters, the truth. It's our only hope. It's our best defense. And it's how we're different from them. We care what's true, and we know you care too. That's why we told you. Maybe Sidney Powell will come forward soon with details on exactly how this happened and precisely who did it. Maybe she will. We are certainly hopeful that she will. What happened with the vote counting this month, and at the polling places in Detroit, and the polling places in Philadelphia, and so much else, actually matters. It matters no matter who you voted for. It matters whether or not you think this election is already over. Until we know the answers to those questions conclusively, and we can agree on them, this country will not be united.
So that was Tucker Carlson from earlier this evening, basically saying that Trump's legal team, and specifically Sidney Powell, has not provided any evidence of their claims that this election was taken unduly from Donald Trump. Whether it's her claim.
All right, that's some knucklehead lefty. But all right. You could read a book like Alice in Wonderland. You could see that we're in the middle of uncharted territory. There's no map, and there's a lot of bizarre things going on. I think you have to not only take this seriously, but Thomas Kuhn, the famous writer, the guy that had written maybe the only modern science book that ever sold a million copies. I mean, I think that Isaac Newton's Principia sold more than a million in history, but this guy Kuhn talked about paradigms. He talked about the notion that you've got a theory, and the theory that wins. This is like this idea that science is a battle of ideas. The person, the scientist that comes up with the best theory that fits, that answers the most questions, is most likely the truth. And this theory, put together by Viva Fry and Robert Barnes, is one that answers as many questions as possible. It's also not completely cynical. It takes into account the story or the human nature part of this. It takes into account the parts that are moving, and more. What I really like is it's not a crazy conspiracy theory. Do I doubt that world communism would want to come in here and take over one of our elections? I don't doubt it for a second. And do I doubt that what has happened is leftism, socialism, communism, whatever you want to call it, American socialism has come in to throw the election? I don't doubt that for a minute. But what we have developing here is a little more subtle and a little more interesting. I mean, it would be dramatic. It would be the centerpiece of a great movie. But just listen to the way that Sidney Powell talked. Her voice cracked. And in the way that it cracked, it almost kind of sounded a little bit crazy. And I'm not saying that she is crazy, but I think what happened is she was played. She was trolled. She was propagandized. She was a little bit brainwashed, and she saw herself. She loved the attention. You know, she's a person who was doing, appeal work and a little bit of obscurity. She wrote a book. She became famous. She helped out General Flynn. And the upshot on that is that it was wrong. She was being fed false information. There is no treasure trove, no massive cache of evidence that this election was thrown. And instead, you know, by Dr. Evil or whatever, instead, there are a lot of instances where these people are working together and doing evil things like getting 200,000 ballots for people in Wisconsin, people that are incarcerated. And if you look at it, I'll bet you there's not 100,000 people incarcerated in Wisconsin to begin with. In addition, many of them are going to be felons, so they can't vote anyway. So there's a lot of stories like this out there. Whether they're true or not, there has to be a investigation. And so what we need is an analytic. We need the courts to come in, and we need to get rid of all of the ballots that the signatures don't match. That's just basic. You don't do that. You don't kick somebody out of power because of millions of unsigned ballots or mismatched ballots. You don't do that. You don't do that to anybody. I mean, any race. So, and I was just offered an opportunity to come and to be the attorney for a election case, which I might still do, but now I'm kind of rethinking it based on the idea that the Sidney Powell thing is not true. But hold on a second. There is the opportunity the possibility, very strong possibility, from my opinion, it's inevitable that there was massive fraud, but the fraud wasn't happening at the level that Sidney Powell was thinking. It's more prosaic. A bunch of people working together on a common cause, trying to get rid of Trump. And so they're breaking every rule. Because why do I say that? Because, you know, leftism doesn't, it's not rule oriented. It's outcome oriented. It's what they call pragmatism. It's whatever gets you to the finish line. It doesn't matter how many people you kill on the way or cheat or lie or rob. So there has been a massive fraud, I believe. And if you got rid of all the bad votes, then Trump would have easily won, I think. It's a fascinating situation. It exposes the fact that our election approach is in terrible shape. And especially places like Pennsylvania, which is just riddled with evil and wrongdoing in Philly. That's something that's bad and has to be addressed. It's got to be changed. Now, the question then to ask is, can we survive this? And of course we can. But we've got to reconfigure here. We've got to readjust our sights. we are in a situation where we need to go after signatures and stuff like that, basic stuff. Forget the grand conspiracy, because, you know, you're not in a good situation where you've got to prove international communism came and took over the voting system of America. Think about that. That's not the situation that we're in. If that happened, that's a situation for writers and investigators and the FBI, CIA, whatever, to work on and prove in the future. Well, where we're at right now is we're running out of time, and we have got to go and challenge these elections on the ground for what happened. Now, they do have an algorithm that can throw elections. Was it used in this race? I mean, they switched 6,000 votes. So how did that happen? And, you know, some of these guys will tell you things that are just factual. There's no such thing as a glitch. The code that's needed to run things, the code that is needed to run a computer, for instance, or a program, is specific. It's like the DNA. If a person has a glitch in DNA, then it's quite likely they're born deformed or they're dead. You know, they are stillborn. They're horribly deformed. There is no such. And here's one of the things that is out there that I'd like to challenge you on too, is evolution. Evolution impacts all of our thinking. It seems to suggest that there's this magical power afoot that is constantly updating things. And this is not the show to get into that, but I'll just say, in the same way with the computer code, that's not really what happens. So you have a problem with code here, and there's no such thing as a glitch. So these machines are, as far as I know, well, I know, and we all know that they were designed to throw elections. That's how Hugo Chavez got involved in this. We know they're still throwing elections out there. They did it in 2017 in Venezuela, the same companies. So Sidney Powell got in over her skis. She crashed. She wrecked. She's going to be part of this team, but she was saved. And according to Barnes, they actually did a huge favor to her, because she doesn't have and will not have the evidence to go forward on a massive international communist scheme to throw out Trump. I don't doubt that international communists want Trump gone, but Powell didn't have the evidence, and the way that she talked about it was like a James Bond movie. So she's removed from President Trump's team, and now they can focus on more prosaic, more elementary levels of voter fraud or voter mistake. And so the Supreme Court probably needs to come into all these races and say, we need an analytic. We need to do a we need to figure out what happened and then get rid of all the bad votes. Now, are they going to do that? I think that Judge Roberts is a bad Supreme Court chief, because he acts like the most important thing is the Supreme Court. In fact, the most important thing is the republic. So we're fighting to save a republic. Now, can we survive Kamala Harris, assuming that from the very beginning Joe Biden is incompetent? He is a spent force. He is not as bad as people thought, but he's pretty damn close to being a totally used up person who has no vitality left. He can barely walk. And let's just say this doesn't play off for Trump. At this point, he changes direction because Sidney Powell had believed a hoax. A hoax that is related to, but much, much harder to prove and impossible to prove without any evidence, that would have totally obliterated her reputation and would have made Trump look like a fool. But because Trump is the kind of person that he is, that he talks off the top of his head, that he's not afraid to chase ideas down or listen to everybody, then he doesn't look quite like the fool. He just looks like he's going after his options. The fact that they remove Sidney Powell is a good sign. Is it too late? I don't know. Could be too late, but I doubt it. But I think they've used up some of their opportunities. And so they went down a rabbit hole. Big deal. But the story about Sidney Powell is actually very fascinating. And the rest of the story is, as Robert Barnes put it, she's a person who was not used to the limelight, who got into the limelight with Flynn. As a Christian, she undoubtedly wants to be, in her eyes, but in many other people's eyes too, to be a savior, to come in on a white horse and save everything. But she couldn't handle the exposure. She couldn't handle all of the people kissing her butt. She couldn't handle being in the limelight relentlessly. Because people react differently to fame, and this is what Barnes was talking about, but everybody's affected by it. And you got somebody like Ronald Reagan, who seemed to be able to absorb any level of fame because he had grown up in Hollywood, and he had been at times the most popular actor, and at other times had kind of fallen by the side of the road. But he was a person who was able to have charm and a strategic view at all times. And Reagan wasn't overcome by the fame, because fame is what he knew. Fame is what he had dealt with. And he was at towards the end of his life when he got into office. I think he was in his late 60s, wasn't he? But you know, he came in and he had an extraordinary ability to deal with pressure, to deal with criticism, to deal with success. And so Trump comes in being probably the most famous American and apparently, with unmitigated success. And he has this show that goes on and on. And, you know, I think they said he made $500 million from that TV show. So that's nothing to sneeze at. But Trump, I think, has handled the level of criticism against him better than anybody I can think of, because Trump is wired differently. Now, Trump was, I'm sure he could have handled himself better. I don't know what his numbers would look like if he didn't make snarky comments, if he didn't lash out in Twitter. But that's what got him into office, was Twitter. But Trump is a master. He is great at reading people in situations, and yet he misread the situation. He didn't have any experience in voter fraud, and he didn't really have somebody who was a voter attorney, an election attorney, to help him, to guide him, because Donald Trump was so polarized from the beginning. He was so torn to shreds in the media, because the that's what leftism does, if you want to talk about it that way. Leftism is like Satan, I guess, is putting out 1,000 lies and trying to bring people down with all of the lies. And so He's done things that I don't think anybody else could have done in the circumstances. He kept his feet moving. He's like an athlete, you know. No matter what you say about me, I'll show you what I'm like on the field. And, I think that's brilliant. But no person could deal with the level of criticism and rejection that Trump could do. I don't think it's possible, because it's just, we're not as human beings, we're not designed to deal with that. And the constant gaslighting, the constant lying, the Pelosi, this enraged old crone who's constantly fighting against Trump and slandering him. And these people, you can see the only thing they care about is leftism, is socialism. And, you know, there's a lot of these people in Washington, if they could put poison in his coffee, they would do so. So where does this leave us? I think that you've got to see that this situation has not played out yet. Number one, I don't think, even though the media is constantly demanding that Trump, give up right now, he's not going to do that. His direction, his press conferences, his activities will become better now that Sidney Powell is out of there, because she brought in almost kind of a hysterical element. And just her voice alone had a certain disturbing element. It was kind of high. It broke. And along with some of the, the conspiracy theory things that she brought in, was kind of hard to digest. Now, am I saying there's no conspiracy? I'm sure there is a conspiracy. But because we saw how these races played out, but how did that conspiracy happen? This isn't James Bond. And I'm thinking that a lot of this stuff was a lot more basic, dead voters, people voting twice, figuring out how to do these algorithms. I don't doubt that there's an algorithm or whatever, but what Trump needs to do now is he needs to focus on challenging signatures, and that is what he had. He should have always done that. So that's where we're at. And I do think Viva Fry, which is V-I-V-A and then F-R-E-I. If you want to look them up on the internet, great. Yeah, I mean, look up this show. I should have linked to it, but I'm still kind of stunned. And I was in a fight with my buddy Pete, who I perpetually is an attorney in Florida. I'm perpetually fighting with Pete, and I think in my mind anyway, coming out on top. But in this instance, he challenged me, and I didn't have an answer when they did the recount in Georgia. I know there's no paper voting there, but what they say happens, you go in, you use the machine prints up a paper ballot, and then you go turn it in. So how do you defraud that? Well, of course, there's ways to do it, but the best thing is not to get caught up in these symbolic fights where you're struggling against evil, because what's evil? And if you see yourself as God's person who was sent there to solve everything, you can get out above your skis, and pretty soon you're in a crash. I think Sidney Powell, because she was at the center of the news cycle for days, for weeks, and she was being fed all of this false information that really she could have never come up with. I mean, a lot of this stuff, she's claiming that the governor and the attorney general or pardon me, secretary of state in Georgia were on the take. And she said she was going to go blow up Georgia and get rid of those guys because Kemp was a corrupt politician who had gotten bribes from Dominion voting. I don't think that's true. I think there's a lot of things that Sidney Powell said that are not true, even though she had the balls to say them, if you want to put it that way. She's making a lot of enemies that Trump needed to help her, that don't have to be her enemies. And so what's the saying from Machiavelli? Number one, if you shoot at somebody, make sure you kill them. You don't need a wounded enemy. But number two, it's just common sense that you don't accuse people of especially grave crimes without absolute evidence. And she's going around just totally out of control, talking off the top of her head. She's convinced that she's run into this cache of evidence that's going to prove without a shadow of a doubt that this is all part of an international communist hoax out of China. Is that possible? Sure. But that's not the way to go after it. The way that you go after it is you go after the facts on the ground. You go after what the issue is. So what's the question? Was there voter fraud, or were there ballots that shouldn't have been accepted? Yes. We know that from a variety of reasons. Okay, now what do you do with that information? How do you go about dealing with it? And what you do is you go after the law and see where they made a mistake in the law, and you bring that to court and you say, what is our relief? Well, the relief in this situation should be getting rid of all the bad ballots. Now, is Trump in a position to do that? I don't know. I hope so. He hasn't had a vote person, somebody like Hans von Spakovsky, this guy that is involved in the Heritage Foundation. Look, this is chess at a very high level. This is like the three-dimensional Star Trek chess. And so, you know, I don't blame anybody for having taken a swing and a miss, but we got to get our act together. We got to put aside people like Sidney Powell who are coming up with conspiracy theories that ultimately the problem with them is they can't be proved, or they can't be proved in a short amount of time. We need to set those aside. Stop claiming people are corrupt and go after the evidence that's out there and get these states reconfigured and get Trump into the White House. Now, tomorrow I'm going to talk about what if he doesn't win. Thank you, Kelly O'Connell Show. Hopefully you'll be able to follow all that. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.